Joy Reynolds, West London, Tuesday, Yud Beis Tammuz, 22nd of June, Rav Yehoshua Biton Shlita, Bas Mitzvah versus Bar Mitzvah. Okay. Or the opposite.
Or the opposite. So, morning.
Good morning.
So we're discussing a Bas Mitzvah versus a Bar Mitzvah, or a Bar Mitzvah versus a Bas Mitzvah. And the whole thing really started with me. I have no sons, so I have four daughters. And the whole thing started as a bit of a joke, and it went from a joke to a bit of curiosity. And I realized, it's not such a joke. It's not a joke to have four daughters, but it's also not a joke to have this discussion about the bar mitzvah versus bar mitzvah. So I'm at home, and I realize, or my wife realizes, that my daughter, Emet Hashem, is turning bar mitzvah in a few weeks' time, in a couple of months' time. And we were checking through the calendar, the date. And we realize she's the first granddaughter to turn bas mitzvah from my wife's side. And it seemed, as we were going through the calendar, that it was probably going to be the same week as her first cousin in Eretz Yisrael, boy, who's going to be the first bar mitzvah of the same family side. So we're getting closer and closer. And my wife's already saying, so we're going to move it. We're going to push it off. Move. Mekan Shemayim, what you're doing. It's a bas mitzvah, whatever. Shabbos. And I'm like, Mechatesa, there's a bas mitzvah, there's a bar mitzvah. We send out the invitation, we send the message to your parents. They want to come to the bas mitzvah, they come to the bar mitzvah, they want to come to the bar mitzvah, come with them. It's their choice. Mechatesa, we're going to push one for the other, just as a joke. And I see my daughter already getting a little nervous. She's thinking about the presents, what she is going to get, what she isn't going to get. And then I decided to look into it. Is there taka what to talk about over here? So, in order to find out a little bit about the bas mitzvah, we have to first find out the yesodos of the bar mitzvah. And the truth is, over the last 18 months or so, where simchas were a shekel contained, it's always good to know what is the reason behind the simcha. Where's the actual chiv? Do you have to have a party? Do you have to have a suda or not? And it seems that the bar mitzvah suda has evolved over the years, and it started off as a small and simple affair. However, there is obviously a makor, and we're going to see where that is. So it starts off in the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar of Yosef, Mereisha Hava Mina Manda Hava Omeli Halacha Kerbi Yehuda Da Amar Suma Potem Mina Mitzvus Avdina Yom Tuv LeRabbanon. But now that I know that Shemana LeHadre B'Chanina Gadol Hamitzvah Vayisa Yosef Misha Eina Mitzvah Vayisa Ad Rabbah Manda Omeli De Eina Halacha Kerbi Yehuda Avdina Yom Tuv LeRabbanon. So if Yosef was blind, Potem Mina Mitzvus. And he assumed, up until Rabbi Chanina came along, that someone who's potter and does the mitzvahs, then he is gets lots of schar, so he would have done a yom tov. But then he found out, God la mitzvah voice, it's much better to do the mitzvahs, as we know, when there's a yetzer hara pulling us back. And therefore, he actually wanted halacha not to be like Rabbi Yehuda, so that he could be, so that he can be mitzvah voice, and he can get the old mitzvahs, and he can get the schar. Says the Mashal, the Amshal Shloima, we see from here, what do we see? We see that in a time that you make, you receive the mitzvahs, then you should make a su'udah. Su'udah's bar mitzvah, sha'isin ha'ashkenazin. I think that the Posh didn't know that the Svadim were doing bar mitzvahs, but he knew that the Ashkenazim were l'chere, ein l'cha su'udah's mitzvah g'day l'zul v'shmo yachiyach aleah. Bar mitzvah doesn't get more mitzvah than that. Unfortunately, now in America, as the famous joke goes, there's a lot of bar as well involved in the bar mitzvah. But here he was focusing more on the mitzvah. And the ma'aseh va'osim simcha v'noisim l'makom shevach v'adar shezocha hana lius bar mitzvah v'godla mitzvah va'osah va'av zocha shegodla ad ato. And it's also part of the father's simcha, because the ma'aseh he's managed to reach this milestone. La'chnisa b'bris ha'teru v'chlala v'raya lehedyan. He brings our Gemara in Kedushin. And he says, what happens if you want to push it off? He says, it's fine, as long as there's a drosha, then the suda will be considered a suda's mitzvah, the yarba behen. And he says, Lemaisa, what's a nafkamina, if it's a suda's mitzvah or not? Nafkamina, he says, oval, but I'm assuming as well, you know, the 9 days. If something you can push off, avelus for. Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, the Ramah brings down. What about this interesting bracha, which we're not going to have time to go into deeply, of Baruch Shepetrani. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Berachas HaPeres, the Haggah, The Ramah says, Mi shenas b'noi bar mitzvah, yivorech, baruch shepetrani, he says with Hashem's name, and then he brings down the toiv levorech b'loi shem umalchus. So this bracha that we make on at a bar mitzvah, baruch shepetrani, he says, we do this on a bar mitzvah time, comes along with Magen Avraham, and it says bar mitzvah. What is a bar mitzvah? First, we're hearing of this. By the way, I think in Baba Kamas, Tesvav Amadan, it's the first time it says bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah, and it's definitely the last time it says the word bas mitzvah. Punkt there is dealing with, are they equal? Is the mitzvahs of a girl equal as to the mitzvahs of a boy? So that's the only time we see bas mitzvah in the whole Shas. Says, he comes along, what's this bar mitzvah? It's Yud Gimel V'yom Echot, 13 in one day. V'achshav nagu levorech b'shar, shehana mispalel oikore b'shabbos rishayna, she'az noida l'rabim shehu bar mitzvah. Remember that, she'az noida l'rabim shehu bar mitzvah. And he brings down that it's mitzvahs ala odom lasis sudas b'yom shenaseb noi bar mitzvah, k'yom shenichmas l'chupah. You make a suda the same way that a father would make a suda for a chasna, umashu dahan biyom shnichnas b'shnas yudalet, 13 in one day, and he brings down the Yamsha Shlomo as well, that you should be dairish if it's not on that day. So that's the Magen Avraham. So far we have the Gemara, the Yamsha Shlomo, we have the Ramah and the Magen Avraham telling us that we need to have a bar mitzvah, no mention of bas mitzvah in any way, shape, or form. Comes along the Prima Gadim, and he discusses the bracha. Now the reason why the bracha is so problematic is because it's not mentioned in Shas. It's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, it's not mentioned in Rambam, Rif, no one mentions it up until here and maybe a little bit earlier. And therefore, if Brachos is not mentioned in Shas, where does it come from? Where there's no Shem Malchus, and it's a bit, it needs a little bit of attention. However, the Prima Gadim says, okay, so we're making this Bracha. But he asks, and he brings in the first one to enter the idea that we've also got a bas mitzvah. You've brought me a raya from who? From a summa, God la mitzvah voisa. That the whole reason for the simchas bar mitzvah is because now you've got, the chiyuv of mitzvahs. A girl may have different amount of mitzvahs, different type of mitzvahs, but she has mitzvahs. She didn't have them when she was 11 and 364 whatever days, and now she does when she's 12 And obviously the idea of 12 and 13 comes from Yuma regarding fasting. The idea of 12 comes from Nadorim. 12 and 13 and just general within Shas where we see a G'dayla and what's considered a Ish. So he asks, what's with the bracha for the girl? Does a father, and he, you know, maybe even a mother, have to make the bracha on for the girl? And there's, by the way, a debate, and we don't have time to go into it, what exactly Baruch Shepetrani Me'onshe is. Is it that you are making a bracha that now that the kid, all his negative averis or stuff that you would have to be chai for up until now you're not? Or there's a flip side, that up until now the child is under your shlita. If you chas v'shalom do an averia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can choose to punish you through your child. Now that your child's his own person, if you go and do something wrong, your child is not going to pay your price. And Ma'on Sheshal says, is really on the child. But Alat Sadit, because of chinuch, or then we can debate whether a girl has chinuch, that's a separate issue, but if it's alt oynush, as you know, again, no nafkamina, that's the Prima Gadim. And he struggles how to answer it, and he says, maybe there's chinuch, maybe there's chinuch, but he brings up this concept of what is with a bas mitzvah. Now, if I were to tell you that there was Baghdad and various other Middle Eastern countries like Syria, and then I was to tell you there was Ashkenaz, and we thought about bas mitzvah, where you would assume that the Ashkenaz versus the cities like Baghdad and Syria would promote the bas mitzvah, and the Sephardi places, I know, as I said, they have four daughters, and it's every time I get up to get an aliyah, it's Banim Scharim, that's the bracha, which generally goes around, would have less excitement. However, that's not the case. And I'm going to, before we jump into it, just want to explain why, very briefly, as we're all aware, that the Haskalah and the Reform and the Conservative and all of the Yisrael within the context of a synagogue wasn't happening in Sephardi countries. And definitely not at the same speed. Definitely not at the... And the reason is simple, because the Muslim women weren't having bas mitzvahs and weren't having, you know, they were kept inside and not seen and not heard. And therefore, when the concept of bas mitzvah came along, the Chacham and the Poskim were dealing with one issue. Is there a mitzvah to make a bas mitzvah, or is it proper and okay or not? Whereas when you're talking about the Ashkenazi Rabbanim, they were dealing with a whole different kettle of fish over here. They were dealing with the fact that we've got Reform and other various denominations within Judaism that want to promote this kind of idea of equality and look by Yanam and Chukas HaGoyim, and as we'll see, it was a very complex issue, and therefore there's definitely that brought into the equation. So the Ben Ish Chai, who was not dealing with any issues of reform, says, Hazach Yitzchad Mitzvahs Yud Gimel Shal V'Yem Echad Al Kein V'Yem Harishon Shal Shnas Yud Dalet 13 in one day Yitvoy Sa'avis B'noi B'yodoy Yishachap him by the hand V'yoyim Eborok Shepetranim On Shal Zeh V'yahar Hashem U'malchus B'liboy, and he should have in mind the Shem Hashem in his heart. V'yishtadol Las Yisuda Lo'avim V'reim, he should try and make a Suda, you know, V'yarbe V'suda V'simcha. This is an interesting point. He says, you should make the Suda, but each one according to his own ability. You don't have to go wild and crazy. And because the Suda's Bar Mitzvah is going to mamash, bring in Shemayim, Grosser Zachen, that the Bnei Yisrael, when they get the Mitzvahs, not only are they not upset or scared, but they're so excited. Now this young Bar Mitzvah boy, he's excited that from tomorrow on, he's going to have all these Chiyuvim, and he's going to have all these Yetzirahs pushing him away, and he's going to have to fight them. And therefore, you make a Suda.
Why do you say Beliboy?
Because there's a suffix here where the bracha comes, where the bracha's from.
So Ben Ish Chai says you should say...
Just without Shem Hashem.
Without Shem Malkus.
Yes. V'hayeshim yivarech esaben, everyone should make it. But it's a very Kabbalistic and spiritual affair. She's actually Torah v'yir v'im yodah ben. Okay, he should try and make a drosha. Because Lamai said that's what we're celebrating, Torah. Okay. And he's trying to make a Shechiyonah and a new Beged, because you can't make a Shechiyonah otherwise. And then he goes and he says, here, V'chavan al-Khadish Mirna, V'im ein lalududu, okay. V'gam habas, and also the girl, V'yom shetikonis b'chiv mitzvahs, 12 in one day, af al pi shaloi nohagu la'aslis la'suda, even though it's not the custom in Baghdad to make a suda, im kolzois ti simcha. There should be joyous and joyful on that day. The tilbash big day Shabbos, she should wear her Shabbos clothes. The im yesh la'ol yada, and if it's shaykh, if they have the means, tilbash beged chodosh, she should go and pick up something new to wear. The tavorich shechiyonu, and she should make a shechiyonu and have in mind the fact that she's keeping all the mitzvahs. The kavan gam al kinesis ba'al mitzvahs. The yesh nagin lasis b'chol shana esyom haleidelion tov. Since Agav, he says, by the way, back in Baghdad, it was the custom that every year we make a birthday party. V'simen yofahu. And it's a great idea to make a birthday party. V'chein nagim b'v'seinu. And so is the custom in our house in Baghdad to make birthday parties. Okay? And that is the Ben Ish Chai. So the Ben Ish Chai seems to say here that there is definitely a... doesn't give reason, but if you have a girl, you should make it a special occasion. You should try and get a new clothes, a new dress. She's getting the mitzvahs. Doesn't mention... it's debatable here what the Ben Ish Chai is saying with regard. Yeah.
How strong is the chiyuv
of mitzvahs? The mitzvahs that she has, she's mechuyev like anyone else. If she wouldn't do them, she get punishment. If she does them, she gets schar.
Much lesser amount.
A lesser amount. Yes, and you're not wrong. There is regarding the Primogon's question of Baruch Shepetrani, there are those that say, but since the chinuch is so slight because it's a much lesser amount, then maybe there shouldn't be a brocha bechlav. Okay. Now, I found, and I couldn't find too much information on him, is the Pisri Sha'arim Rav Psachya Hornblas. I think he was from, I can find out where he was from, he's from Warsaw, 1847 to 1914. Okay? He says, Ume Olam Habakashili, Lama La Osim Hasudas Mitzvah Kishanas is Basiud Beishana Vachayevis Bechala Mitzvah Kmoilish. He said, posh the question. It's the question that we asked. If the whole reason is from Rabbi Yosef and Yechayev Mitzvah if you're a woman, why do we not make a Su'udah? Now, he doesn't say we should. Now, he has to come up with a reason why we don't, because the custom was, prevailing custom, even in Baghdad, is that they didn't. So, why are we not doing it? The reason why we make a suda is because the father says Baruch Shepetrani. Well, that's debatable why we don't do it for a girl, but clearly in his time they didn't do it for the girl in Warsaw. And therefore, if we're not making the bracha, there's no suda. And he says, secondly, if we really look at the main part of the bar mitzvah, the eshelema, the ikah suda she'osin hu mitzad limud Torah, that now the ben is mechayev, not just in the tariag mitzvahs, but mainly the biggest mitzvah, as far as time and size, is Talmud Torah, and that is not shayach to a girl. So he asks the question. He says, facts are we don't do this. We have to come up with a reason why we don't do this. I'll give you two options. One, because there's no bracha, which is a question in itself. And two, because lemaisa, what we're celebrating is not just mitzvahs. I don't know where he gets that from in the Gemara. But we're celebrating the fact that there is Torah. Okay, so that is, so far so good. We haven't mentioned any controversy. And now we're going to jump in to a shtickel controversy. We're going to do it with all the respect it deserves. And again, I'm aware that this is a controversial issue, but it was one that was discussed. Today it's a little less complicated. So I don't have the text in front of me because I couldn't find a printable version, but I've got it within the Shalos Shuvos of Tzitz Eliezer. So he says, Hine, b'sefer Zochen Aharon. He was out based in of Pinskalin, and he was in Volozhin. It was in Volozhin, right? Okay. So he says, he writes here in his tshuva, the melchenas tznufas neged asiyas hagigas pumbis. Now here's the little issue. He says pumbis l'bas mitzvah. He says he's discussing this Zochen Aharon who is coming out against this pumbis bas mitzvah. This idea of a bas mitzvah. However, if you look in the actual tshuva, which I couldn't find the principal version on, it becomes very clear that he is not talking about, or at least he doesn't mention, bas mitzvah. He is talking about a konformatsia, which is spelt as similar as I just said it, which is a confirmation which the reform institution set up for boys and for girls, that at 16, 17, graduation party within the synagogue, everyone would get together, kashem, that the church gets together and everyone gets together. They didn't want to do a bar mitzvah or a bas mitzvah because that wasn't progressive enough. So they created this ceremony, this which Rav Moshe Feinstein spells wonderfully, ceremony, and all these pomp and everyone got together, skeinim, noshim, v'taf, in all sorts of, on a Sunday afternoon. And that's what he's talking about. And on that, says the Zochen Aharon, the interesting part of that tshuva is it's coming from London. So in London, they're asking him this question in 1920-ish. They're asking him this question. We've got a shul that wants to play an organ on a Sunday for chuppas. He says, no organ. We don't bring an organ in shul. Chuppas are going. They want to have women singing. He says, don't even go there. That's. And then third, throws in this konformatsia, this thing. And he shries, Chai v'Kai, what are you doing? He says, Issedaraisa chuppas are going. Do you know, there's Arias and all sorts of Shrek Chazachim, and he says no, we don't do this. Now the reason why I bring this in is because this is often brought as a reason against bas mitzvah, and we see here the Tzitz Eliezer says we see Zochen Aharon says we shouldn't have a bas mitzvah. The Maizi doesn't mention bas mitzvah; he's talking about something very, very different. And there's a good reason why he's saying what he's saying because he was going against something that is Taka Chukas Hagoyim. Taka has no shaykhs to Yiddishkeit. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein is much more. He doesn't mention this idea. However, he does have an interesting take. So far, is a bas mitzvah a mitzvah? We've got the Ben Ish Chai who says wear special clothes and use a yontov. We have this Pesach Sheorim says we don't make a suda. He struggles to answer why. And now we see that definitely the confirmation is definitely Asa, and it comes along the Igros Moshe. Three times he addresses the issue, twice before his letters were printed, so he gets two of the same questions, and the third time he gets a question on his answer, and he deals with that. So, B'dvar Bas Mitzvah, he gets a question from a rabbi, B'dvar Inyan Chafetzim Lahanik, Eza Seder B'Simcha V'Nois K'snash V'Nois Mitzvah. They want to do some sort of Simcha and some something in shul. Hine ein lasis ze bevesa knesses b'shum oifen. Don't make it in a shul under no circumstances. Af loy belaided. Not even in the evening when everyone's at home. כי בבית הכנסת אין מקום לעשות דברי הרשות אף והצרמוניה טקס של בס מצווה and this whole concept of the ceremony on the טקס, he's not talking about the confirmatia of the reform. He's talking about when you're 12 years old that you create some sort of celebration within a shul. Hu vaday rak divrei reshus. It's not an obligation. It's just if you want to, you can. The hevel ba'alma. It's banks chneshlon the ganze zach. The ain shul mokim lahatir. There's no reason to be matter to do this in the shul. Last is ebeis akneses. Even if the shul is built almanas. Bekolshkein bezeh shamakorba miyah reforma. He says, and all the more so that this idea of a bas mitzvah stems from reform. I.e., this is not actually the confirmation, but where is it coming from? It's coming from the fact that the first time we see this minag is from the reform, the conservative. Okay, v'rak in roitzah av lasas is a simcha bebeso. If the father wants to do something at home, rishon he can. Aval ein zeh shum inyan v'smach lahachshiv zeh dvar mitzvah v'sud mitzvah ki hu rak. It's just the simcha of a birthday, which, by the way, the Ben Ishchai says it's nice to do at home. And this is fantastic because we talk about bar mitzvah versus bas mitzvah. Says the Igros Moshe, by the way, if I had the strength, I'd be mevatel bar mitzvah as well. So he's actually putting them. He says, if it would be up to me, I'd be mevatel bar mitzvah medina seinu in America, 1950s. Gam say the bar mitzvah shel habonim shekiyedua lo hiviyazeh shum ish lekorva leTorah. The bar mitzvahs where you have these, you know, all sorts of errors going on, hasn't brought anyone closer to Torah and mitzvahs. The af loy es habar mitzvah, even the bar mitzvah by himself hasn't helped him get any closer to the mitzvahs. Af loy leshar achas, not even for one moment. But adarabah, but harba mekomis meviyazeh lechol shabbos, but idisurim. And he says the whole bar mitzvah ceremony, also if it'd be up to me, would wipe it out. However, al kaponim mashikvar hanog bepeh. The gam bozim in mekor mitzvah lemaisa bar mitzvah comes from mekor mitzvah, this gemara in kedushin, and the olam noyeg. I'm not going to be mevatel it, even though it's gone preposterous and out of proportions, but definitely not going to be mati a new concept of bas mitzvah, which we never had a minhag to do till now, which comes not from a mekor mitzvah. So clearly, Rav Moshe Feinstein has no qualms in saying there's no mitzvah here at all. The whole thing is a mishigas, and it stems from a place of no good, and it shouldn't be done. If you want to do something at home, b'chavot, but definitely not in shul. Second time he discusses it is from a very interesting Makshin. The Shoyal asks it. His name is Harav Meir Kahan. Kahana is the same Meir Kahana, but just in this time he is definitely Lot Sadak because Rav Moshe Feinstein puts him straight. He tells him, "B'dvar etzem chagigas." This is his first shtela, I think. Rav Meir Kahana. He was a rav in New York. "B'derech etzem chagigas bas mitzvah ein b'zeh inyan sudas mitzvah elohu simcha shel yom huledes." He got himself in a bit of a pickle, this rav, because what happened was he already agreed to do the bas mitzvah, and then he thought that maybe there's no makor for this, and he has to deal with this. So Rav Moshe Feinstein deals with the fact that there should be no bas mitzvah. He says, "Lemaisa, now that you've put it in place, you have to worry about shalom, and if you can't get out of it, you shouldn't get out of it. You shouldn't have got yourself into this place in the beginning, but now that you're here, try and get out of it. You can make a kiddush because you make a kiddush for your 50th anniversary." But not in the shul, definitely not by the bima, definitely not by the shtender, and definitely nothing that is official. Comes along again, the Rav Moshe Feinstein, the last one, and he deals with a third makshin here, and the makshin asks him straight up, "What about the Gemara? What about the Gemara? Why are you telling me there's no mitzvah at all? There's a Gemara, and the Gemara lechora tells us that we should make a sudas mitzvah when there is a bekabalas or machas shemayim, and that should suffice." On that, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, "No. We don't do that." And the reason he brings is because one is clear from the actions. A bar mitzvah boy, it's nicker that he's doing now mitzvahs, and therefore we do a party for a su'udah for those. And whereas a bas mitzvah, it's not nicker, it's all inside, and therefore there's no need for a bar mitzvah. Come, okay, we're going to miss out the Sridesh. Sridesh, he seems to say that l'maisa fechinuch today, well, today is in his time, where women are now going to school, the Soros Shneiros has got the movement out, and girls are not being educated at home, and you can't push them and say, no bas mitzvah for you, but bar mitzvah for the boys, and because Pasha is going to put them off, and adrabi, you can use it within the right gedorim, obviously without coming with a reform attitude, and with sneers and sensitivity, you can make a bas mitzvah, and you should make a bas mitzvah. And he says, "Ah, this is fantastic." He goes, "Ah, you're going to tell me what we said? It's chukas hagoy." He said, "Chashtenish, reform do bar mitzvahs. Is that now become Chukas Agoy? Reform Daven. So we shouldn't daven now, because now that's Chukas Agoy. He says, where are you drawing the line here? If it's a bar mitzvah and a bas mitzvah and is the chiyuv, the fact that the Reform do something in itself, it can't be Chukas Agoy, because they daven every day, or at least on Shabbos. So we should take away Shabbos, Chukas Agoy. So he says, clearly, the Chukas Agoy, we're going to have to work. Right? He says, not Chukas Agoy, and Adaraba, in a time like now, we should bring it in, and we should make it something that the girls should be proud of, and they should Adaraba be stark in their Yiddishkeit and learn, especially in places where like America, where the girls weren't getting a Kurdish education, but we're getting a secular education. The build-up to the bas mitzvah could be an opportunity. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, I have yet to see the bas mitzvah build-up bring anyone closer, but that's... Comes along Rav Avadi Yosef. Rav Avadi Yosef goes, and it's the first one that I see mentions that it's a mitzvah. He brings the Gemara and he says it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to make a bas mitzvah, because, quotes the Gemara, quotes the Ben Ish Chai, he says, look, we even see the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai said it wasn't the minig, but versteht sich, if it is the minig, then it's the right thing to do. Rav Moshe Feinstein. He says, Rav Moshe Feinstein, firstly, it's not reform what's going on over here. And secondly, I don't understand where he got his nafka minna of that we can see it's nicker that he's doing mitzvahs and he's not nicker that he's doing mitzvahs. Now, the only place I could come up with is that when we said the Baruch Shepetrani, the Magen Avraham says that they should do it in the shul, because then it's nicker that he's doing mitzvahs. So we see there is something special over there about it being clear that you're doing mitzvahs as opposed to stam the old machs without anything. So the Rav Avadi Yosef says you are chayev to chayev. It is a mitzvah and it should be treated as such. And he quotes, and this is very interesting, because back to our original question was, should I send my father-in-law one invitation, and let him decide? He says, what's the nafka minna as to whether... Well, he quotes a Rav Musfaya from Syria, who is the son of Rav Chaim Musfaya, who is someone I also don't know. But he says, listen to this, it's fantastic. He quotes the Gemara and he goes, "Ma hevdel bein zeh lezeh between a bas mitzvah and a bar mitzvah." They're the same thing. And he says, "In Eretz Tzarfas or Bashar Ayaros, they did this." It's yom simcha v'sudus mitzvah leben shenaseh bar mitzvah lechein lebas shenaseh bas mitzvah. Minig nochen hu. It's the right minig. V'nafke mina sheim roorin loy umuzmonim oisoy lishtatif b'sudusu chayev leleches. He says the nafkamina between it being a b'sudus mitzvah or not a b'sudus mitzvah is that if you get a bas mitzvah imitation in the same way like a bris imitation, then you have to go. So this... What about it? Yeah, he would say you have to make the Baruch Shepetrani for girls. Yeah, the Baruch Shepetrani has its own set of issues. Because... right, the Ben Ish Chai says you should... No, Ben Ish Chai doesn't say you should. Actually, he doesn't actually mention... I take it back. He doesn't mention about the Baruch Shepetrani for girls. But the funny thing is, Rav Moshe Feinstein...
It's a mitzvah, like boys, like bar mitzvah.
Yeah. So, but I'm just saying what he says in the Chuvah. He says, the ma'is nafkamin is that if you get an invitation, so...
You have to accept it.
You have to accept it, like a bris. Yeah. Now, as it turns out, that after a little bit of investigation, it turns out that the bar mitzvahs were... The bar mitzvahs and bas mitzvahs were a week apart, so we saved the problem. But the issue is over here is that I'm Sephardi, so mitzad that... Mashveh would have had to come here. The boy's bar mitzvah, he's Ashkenaz, so maybe he would have pushed him to say that the whole thing is bas mitzvah is hevel, and therefore he wouldn't have had to go at all. However, one thing is clear from everyone, I just want to point out the Tzitz Eliezer brings the Ben Ish Chai, and he says it's arrived from the Ben Ish Chai completely faket. It's arrived from the Ben Ish Chai that you don't have to. Do a bas mitzvah party, a suda. He says, Adrabah, you bring by address and not a suda. Like, Rav Avadi says, Raya from the Ben Ish Chai, that it's a mitzvah. He says, it's punkt faget. It's a time to buy a new dress, make a shechiyon, have a simcha small at home, acknowledge the date, but that's it. Otherwise, the Ben Ish Chai would have written that. The Ben Ish Chai didn't write that. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, actually, Rav Avadi's Raya is Nishkan Raya at all. Rav Avadi Yosef says, brings down confirmatia thing, and he says, for shteitzach, when we're talking about a mitzvah, for shteitzach has to be betznius. For shteitzach, we're not going to have any chil Hashem at all. And if you do it in that way, then he holds Adrab, it's a mitzvah nechiv to do. Yeah, shkoyach.